This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, another great day in Trump land. Lots going on. Lots of things going on that you need to know. So let's get right to it. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, the USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. So the party of hate marches on, the Democratic Party. You know, it's what did Saul Alinsky say? Rules for radicals. He said, whatever you see when you look in the mirror, blame the other guy. So they're always saying, we're the party of hate. We hate. We're racist. We're KKK. We're Nazis. We're Hitler. And it's because they're the party of hate. The Democratic Party is the party of hate. Barack Obama, during an hour-long discussion at the Obama Foundation Summit in Chicago, blamed slow climate change progress on confused, blind, racist, shrouded with hate Americans. The only word missing from that is white. It's exactly what Obama meant. Confused, blind, racist, shrouded with hate, white Republican, straight men Americans, male Americans. That's what he really meant. He opined on ways to mobilize Americans towards creating social change. Well, the entire session was a thinly veiled attack on the current administration, anyone who voted for it. When the topic of global warming came up, Obama's criticism was particularly pointed. He begins his somewhat off-the-rails comments at around 29 minutes in, proclaiming the reason we don't invest in climate change policies is because we're still confused, blind, shrouded with hate, anger, racism, mommy issues. I mean, we are fraught with stuff. And so if that's the case, then the single most important thing that we have to invest in is not all. And look, I'm a huge supporter of science and technological research and social science and, you know, evidence-based learning and all that good stuff. This is Obama talking. When there's no script, when there's no teleprompter, people call me Spock for a reason. I believe in reason and logic and all these enlightened values, but the thing that really we have to invest in is people. You got to get people to figure out how they work together in a, you know, how do we get people to work together in a cooperative, thoughtful, constructive way? The erstwhile commander-in-chief did not explain what he meant by mommy issues or how this related to countering climate change, but the former president was far from done with his ramblings. I was having a conversation with a friend who was depressed about the current state of our country. It's a conversation that happens a lot, Obama said. I had to remind him, this is what happens. Societies are these incredibly complex, organic things that sometimes move forward and sometimes take a step back. This is a heavy burden. But what a joyous burden to have this grand adventure where you can literally remake the world right now because it badly needs remaking. If you could blindly choose when you wanted to be born, you choose now or maybe 2 years ago. Another dig at Trump. Obama suggested the U.S. was a better place before he was sworn into office. He repeated his belief if you could choose a time and place to be born, you would choose the U.S., but he amended that thought and said you choose now or maybe 2 years ago. Anyway, it's just Obama opining with his hatred and his racism. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez joined in with her own version of racism. Here's a headline, the rotten fruits of identity politics. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez declares war on white Democrats. Identity politics is based on the idea that certain racial, ethnic, gender, sexual orientation groups are oppressed, and that one's identity as a member of those groups makes one peculiarly vulnerable to societal oppression and imperialism. The Democratic Party has wielded identity politics to divide Americans from each other, to corrupt all institutions in American society, political, economic, educational, sociocultural. Now the party's is beginning to reap the rotten harvest of what they themselves have fomented. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the newly elected congresswoman from New York and socialist in her $3,500 designer pantsuit, and is backing the Democrats, the Justice Democrats, a socialist insurgent group within the Democratic Party which opposes Democratic incumbents who are demographically and ideologically out of touch with their districts. Note, just as the left have corrupted the rainbow by appropriating it as an LGBT symbol, the rainbow, they've also corrupted the word justice by equating it with Marxist socialism, as in social justice and justice Democrats. Ocasio-Cortez signaled her support in a tweet on Saturday, from this past Saturday. If you're a strong progressive leader in your community and committed to getting money out of politics, I want you to join me in Congress. I want you to run. To run in 2020 without corporate money, you need to start considering now. Join Justice Democrats to learn more. Justice Democrats Executive Director Alexandra Rojas, a Bernie Sanders supporter, declares in the press release, "We recruited and supported Ocasio-Cortez all the way to historic victory. Now we're going to repeat the playbook. There's lots of districts in this country where communities want to support a new generation of diverse working-class leaders who fight tirelessly for their voters and build a movement around big solutions. We're creating an alternative pathway to Congress for grassroots candidates to become leaders in the Democratic Party." Folks, this is communism taking root in the United States, and of course it's racism. They hate white people. The hashtag Our Time Project is a grassroots candidate recruitment effort asking Democrats and progressives around the country to submit nominees for both potential candidates and districts where an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez-style campaign might succeed. They will prioritize candidates who are women, represent the diversity of communities in their district, meaning if it's a black district, they want blacks. If it's Hispanic, they want Hispanics, and support the major tenets of Justice Democrats' platform, rejecting corporate PAC donations, Medicare for all, free college, dismantling mass incarceration and deportations, and a Green New Deal. Even though she was just elected on November 6th, even though she's not yet even taken office, Ocasio-Cortez is already committed to replacing many of her colleagues on the basis of race and ideology. She is challenging the Democratic Party leadership, joining a sit-in protest in the office of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi over climate change policy. By the way, this is the brain surgeon, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who in every interview has sounded like an idiot, a moron, and a loser who knows nothing. My son is 14. He knows so much more than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's almost hilarious. But that could be because all my kids wind up going to Harvard, or I went to Columbia, and my kid is brilliant. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was a bartender a year ago. Nothing against bartenders, but they're not United States Congress material 1 year after being a bartender. 1 year after. Now, if you're a bartender and then you save up enough money and you go to law school, and after law school you serve 3 years as a lawyer and you start making $250,000 a year, and you win a few big cases, and you join the Democratic Party, or I guess you could say the Republican Party, but none of them ever do. You join the Democratic Party and you move up through the ranks, and then, you know, 10 years later when you're 35 or 40, you run for Congress. Wayne Root has no problem with it. I may disagree with your views, but that's how you run for office. You don't wake up one day when you're 24 and go, next year I'll be 25 and I want to be a congresswoman. I was a bartender last year asking you how much booze you want in your drink, but now I'm qualified to be a United States Congresswoman and knock out a white man because I'm Hispanic. Oh, my God. So they asked her the other day about the three branches of government, and she had no idea. No idea. It's the presidency, and it's the Congress, meaning the Senate and the House, and it's judiciary. That's your three branches of government. She didn't know that. Just like Obama thought there were 56 states. But when you're Hispanic or black, they let you slide and all that stuff. If you're white, if you're Trump, if you're Wayne Root, and you ever make a mistake on the radio or TV, you ever say something that's wrong, they jump on it, they make it headlines, they make you out to be an idiot. But a bartender who happens to be a female Hispanic, who believes in every LGBT cause, who believes in free everything in the world for every poor person in the world, can say anything she wants. It could be as dumb as a doorknob. She could be as dumb as a doorknob. And nobody cares. The media doesn't care. They'll never report it. It's amazing. Michael Avenatti, more Democrats doing bad things. Michael Avenatti, the porn lawyer who represented Stormy Daniels and wanted to take down Trump and wanted to run for president. I think his presidential ambitions are pretty much over right now. His accuser, an actress, shows pictures with bruises, says he dragged her across the apartment and called her an ungrateful, how do I say this nicely, effing, B-I-T-C-H, that rhymes with witch. The woman who accused Michael Avenatti of attacking her says he dragged her around an apartment floor while calling her, as I just said, ungrateful and the F word, and the B-I-T-C-H rhymes with witch word. She's posted pictures that appear to be bruises. What's more, apparently this is not the first time Avenatti's been aggressive. Actress Marielle Minuti says Avenatti tossed her around an apartment and threw her out into the hallway. She claims she'd been living with Stormy Daniels' attorney since January, and on November 13th, they got into an argument over money. She claims Avenatti called her what I just said and began forcefully hitting her in the face. She says Avenatti's claimed, "Do not disrespect me." He thinks he's in the mafia, and then told her she could not sleep in his house that night. She says he grabbed the wrist of my right arm and attempted to pull me out of bed. Minuti claims she tried texting a friend for help, but claims Avenatti grabbed the cell phone. The actress says he remained very close to her and was afraid for her safety. He then allegedly grabbed her by her arm and dragged her out of bed, on the floor, and through the apartment, out the front door, into the hallway. She claims she was injured while being dragged and provided pictures of her alleged injuries, which I'm looking at right now, by the way. I see the bruises. She says she began ringing a neighbor's doorbell, after which Avenatti allegedly ran over and dragged her back inside his apartment. After that, Minuti claims she put on pants, ran out of the apartment to a nearby elevator with Avenatti in tow, begging her, "Don't do this, don't involve them." She told security about the alleged attack, had a friend pick her up for the night. At her friend's house, the actress says she knows red marks on her body and called police. She claims she showed up back to Avenatti's apartment the following morning, was let in by security. Avenatti showed up, and Minuti explained she was told he had been arrested and then provided her statement to detectives. In a February incident, Minuti says Avenatti had been drinking and became angry at me, allegedly pushed her into a hallway, causing her to hit her head. He then threw her shoes, which struck her leg. She claims to be afraid of Avenatti and wants it kept away. Now, again, first of all, it's very clear to me Avenatti's a bad guy, but I knew that before any of this. Second of all, I bet he doesn't think we should all listen to this. We should not believe her. But we were supposed to believe everything his porn actress said about Donald Trump and his other person said about Brett Kavanaugh. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today, and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My Doctor Suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's MyDoctorSuggests.com. MedicareAdvantage.com.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
War now!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist. I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from Las Vegas, the low-tax capital of America, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Big announcement today, by the way. My only local talk show competitor in Las Vegas is Alan Stock, and he is out. I don't know if it starts today or the first of the year, but he is no longer going to have an afternoon drive time show at KXNT in Las Vegas, our biggest competitor. They're going to bring in some sort of a national syndicated show, which means the only, even though I am nationally syndicated, it's a national syndication of my local Vegas show. So I always have a Vegas flair and a Vegas connection and talk Vegas politics on my national radio show. So the only way in the afternoon in the entire city of Las Vegas you can get any political talk involving Nevada and Las Vegas is to tune into the Wayne Allen Root Show, which, by the way, is not just in Vegas, but we're afternoon drive time in the entire great state of Nevada. We're rural, we're local, we're in Reno, we're in Carson City, we're in Tahoe, we're in Ely, we're in Elko, you name it. We're in Henderson, we're in Summerlin, we're afternoon drive in the entire state of Nevada. The entire state of Nevada, and so there is no local show anymore in Nevada except Wayne Allen Root. Even though I'm national, I'm still local. I'm a local boy done good. So Alan Stock out at KXNT and Wayne Allyn Root, the only local show. So the entire Vegas has been listening, and I guess that's why there's been so many changes in local Vegas radio. I keep saying everywhere I go, everybody screams, War, love your show, War, listen to your show, War, I'm there every day, War, I can't live without your show in the afternoon. Well, I guess that holds true, because we're dominating Las Vegas ratings, and there is no other political talk show in Las Vegas anymore but Wayne Allyn Root. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of this national show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates Texas Bullion Depository. So the state of Texas trusts them. You know, you can trust U.S. Gold Bureau. They help hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. And I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create pretty cool the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. The set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins are investment quality. You get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order today and also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. Box holds 500 coins to store your whole collection, which you may already have, or if you're just starting out brand new with these 100 coins, you have room for 400 more. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Call the number for this show is 833-WAR-TALK. Toll free anywhere in the United States. So, yes, we're all over the state of Nevada. We're also all over the United States. 833 War Talk. 833 War Talk. All right. Some things going on in the world we'll be talking about during the show. Dream come true. The migrant caravan has LGBTQ couples, and they're celebrating a mass wedding. So not only are there migrants coming illegally, trying to, you know, bust through the border. They're poor. They don't speak English. They don't have any skills. They want to bankrupt our country. They think they deserve free everything from the moment they get here. They think you should pay the bill. There's 500 criminals among them. But on top of that, it's filled with men marrying men and women marrying women. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that wonderful? I could just picture the celebration. It's so sweet. Oh, my God. And I've always been pro-gay rights. I have nothing against gay people, but gay migrants? I mean, why do you even bring up the topic? It's so stupid. Lesbian migrants, transsexual migrants, male-on-male, homosexual migrant weddings. It's all too much for the average American. Good luck with all this. There's a massive CDC cover-up happening. CDC, meaning the U.S. Center for Disease Control, you do realize there's a polio-like illness spreading to children across this country. You do realize that. You do realize several of them have died. You do realize many of them go to bed with a sore throat and wake up completely paralyzed, unable to move parts of their body or all of their body, just like polio. You do realize that. You do realize that there must be a cover-up going on because they're not telling you where it's coming from. Is it possible it's coming from all the refugees and migrants and illegals running around our country? Is it possible when they stick them in your kid's classroom, that's where it's coming from? We'll talk about it a little later today. Don't quote Wayne Root as saying that's where it's coming from. I'm saying it's possible that's where it's coming from. Common sense would say it's possible we're picking up diseases and being exposed to diseases in America that have been gone for literally decades because we're dealing with third world crap holes. We'll be right back. War Now, USA Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
War Now. USA Radio News.
President Trump submitted written answers to special counsel Robert Mueller's questions in the ongoing Russia investigation. Before leaving the White House today, President Trump also pardoned a couple of turkeys.
Peace. I hereby grant you a full pardon.
The president did have a message, though, for both peas and carrots.
Even though peas and carrots have received a presidential pardon, I have warned them that House Democrats are likely to issue them both subpoenas.
All the gains on Wall Street this year have been wiped out by the sell-off today. The Dow lost over 500 points today, coupled with the 400 from yesterday. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says everyone needs to just relax.
Corrections come and go. I hate to see anybody lose any money anytime, but we know that's the reality of it.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampappa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Wayne
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Now on USA Radio Network. We got a great sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. I want to mention them because I've been reading his books, Prayer of Vengeance. I've been reading two of his books, actually, but let's talk about Prayer of Vengeance, which is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a very busy guy, as you know. I could barely find the time to make it back for my segments for my radio show. I just got here this second. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one, but I have a great one to recommend to you. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon the powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came the Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. And by the way, not only does Wayne love it, but it's the perfect Christmas gift, so it's perfect timing. What a great gift to put on the tree for anyone in your life who loved The Da Vinci Code or Along Came the Spider, likes to read thrillers, fiction thrillers. This is the first book of a series. I can hardly wait to read the next book that author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. Prayerofvengeance.com, or go to Amazon to get it. Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. Thank you, John, for sponsoring the show. All right, we've got our guest here, Dr. Anthony Harper. He's a White House correspondent with Intermountain Christian News, and we welcome onto the show Dr. Anthony Harper, Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Well, thank you, Wayne, for joining me. I'm very thankful, and obviously, in the White House. So,
tell us. As a White House correspondent with Intermountain Christian News, tell us what it's like being around the whole Jim Acosta situation. What have you seen in your time in the White House? That's really why I brought you on the show, because I want to hear what it's like being in that room with all this, you know, as we used to say in New York, agita, all this fighting and all this hate and all this showmanship and ego is going on, all this aggression. What's it like? Is it really, can you just cut it with a knife? What's going on in there?
It's so agenda-driven. I would really call it a propaganda on steroids. Very serious issues going on. And I was in President Obama's press meetings before. Never experienced this issue. There's so much hatred for President Trump. The White House Correspondents Association is very troubling. I've had a hot interchange with them. I've demanded a code of ethics and an apology to Sarah Sanders for the way you treated her. There's a comedian that was very vulgar. It's very, very polarized. And, you know, really, Wayne, is really disturbing for me that we don't have a Christian media presence there. You know, this Jim Acosta and other fake news people, they get all the attention, it seems like.
Right. Well, I mean, you're there. I mean, they let you in. I'm sure you were never in for the Obama days, were you? Were you allowed into the press
meetings? I was in those press meetings during Obama's days, yes. I got called up by Jay Carney a couple times, And I never witnessed this kind of attention here. And, you know, it's just so, like I said, propaganda-driven, very troubling. It seems like people wouldn't know what truth was if it hit them in the face.
Well, I'm just amazed by your response. I had no idea that you were allowed in the press briefing room for the press conferences with Obama. First of all, I didn't think there were any Obama press conferences. I thought it was probably just Jay Carney, right? I thought for, like, the last 2 years, Obama didn't really have any press conferences.
Well, you're right. I was in one of them when he was there in person in the James Brady press room. But yeah, most often it was with Jay Carney. But they were having daily press meetings. And, you know, I hold the White House Correspondents Association accountable for why we don't have a daily press meeting at the James Brady press room is because of their behavior. You know, I talked to the White House Correspondents Association about code of ethics. They have no attention to enforce any code of ethics, no sense of decency. And there are some Christian media in the White House Correspondents Association, but I don't know how much they are spoken out on complaints about their behavior.
All right, I'm just amazed that Obama let you in. I didn't know there was any Christian media in those days. I thought that was a completely Trump-like thing that he let in Christian media. And by the way, are you the only Christian media, or has Trump let in several Christian journalists?
Well, there are several, but, you know, CNN, the Christian Broadcasting Network, they do have a reserved seat at the back row of the James Brady press room. But we have no Christian media presence on the front row. What really needs to happen is where CNN gets bumped to the back row. And a Christian media presence on the front row. You know, really, you know, I think what the Prime Minister of Israel has done is something that I would like for President Trump to follow. That is having a Christian media conference. The Prime Minister of Israel is honoring the Christian media. They know how valuable the Christian media is in reporting the truth. But yet President Trump is not calling for a Christian media conference. And so I'm rallying for that we need to have our Christian media voice heard.
All right, let's talk a little bit as a member of the Christian media, as a leader in the Christian media, about Israel and some of the problems at the United Nations. I mean, this is nothing new to me. I'm 57 years old, and from the day I was born in New York, I always felt the UN was, you know, filled with Jew haters and Israel haters and Christian haters. You know, leaders of countries who abuse and murder and torture people were the leaders of the Human Rights Commission of the UN. People that murder people, you know, literally state-sanctioned murders and state-sanctioned interest in the destruction of Israel were always commenting on how terrible Israel was. Meanwhile, Israel was treating, you know, Muslims and Arabs in their country better than any Muslim. Muslims were treating any Muslim or Arab country. So the UN was always a joke to me, an absolute absurd, pathetic joke. But I want to get your take on what's happening there.
Well, I've had some unique experiences being called on the first week of the Trump administration.
Anthony, we're losing you, you know, as a radio host, because I've been on your show in the past. You got to remember, you got to put your mouth right by that cell phone, man, because you're going in and out really badly.
Listen, I don't want to go in and out badly. I want to be heard very clearly.
There you go. Sounds much better.
Okay. The problem is that, the misuse of U.S. tax dollars going to U.N. schools that are inciting to kids to violence against the Jews. So my first week at the Trump administration with a press conference at the James Brady press room, I get called on by Sean Spicer, and my question about the misuse of U.S. tax dollars to UNRWA schools, which stands for United Nations Relief Workers Agency. That question went viral in Jerusalem on the primetime television, and the UN got upset with me about them this being exposed on, you know, on their network in Jerusalem, and I learned from a correspondent in Israel that this UN spokesperson has ties to Hamas and didn't recommend that I respond to his request to talk with him or meet with him. But it is very, very troubling what's going on in the UN, very hateful towards Israel and the U.S. And some unique opportunities. Wayne there at the White House asking these questions, and I had a follow-up with General Kelly, getting called on there, and that question brought a little bit of embarrassment for him because he hadn't heard about UNRWA. And, of course, we've heard Ambassador Haley and President Trump denounced and condemned UNRWA and threatened to defund it.
Right. Let's talk about Jewish-Christian issues around the world, such as one I know nothing about. I mean, I've heard zero about it. This is the first time I've heard about it is right now with you. There's a Jewish cemetery in Lithuania that's been desecrated. Tell us about that story, because I've not heard that in the mainstream media at all.
Yeah. There have been some Muslims desecrated that cemetery as well. They want to do a business park. They want to get rid of all these graves and build buildings upon the grave sites or around. It's really desecrated the holiness of the sites. I know that there's been desecration of Christian graves by Muslims around the world. I've heard about that in France. This is a serious problem of our Judeo-Christian values. Our freedom is under assault, Wayne, with the desecration of these cemeteries. I have an opportunity in the near future to go to Lithuania and see firsthand and sit in some meetings about this. But this is a serious problem. And then, you know, I have a concern about, you know, doing business with countries that don't support our, don't defend our Christian freedoms, our Jewish freedoms. You think about the Arab world that persecutes Christians, you know, the Iran or whatever, and of course China. And I really could question about our connections with Saudi Arabia. There's no religious freedom in Saudi Arabia.
Well, you know, that brings up an interesting point. We're talking to Dr. Anthony Harper, White House correspondent, Intermountain Christian News. That's a very tough issue, I got to tell you, because Saudi Arabia is now led by a king who is trying to modernize, does not like extreme Muslim values, and is supposedly on the United States and Israel's side, yet he's also clearly involved in an assassination of a Saudi Arabian citizen who was living in the United States, writing for the Washington Post, and who was murdered inside the embassy, Saudi Arabian embassy in Turkey. And so, you know, what's Trump supposed to do? It's a very tough situation, because a lot of our oil comes from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is backing us on Israel and on peace in the Middle East. And so, Anthony, I got to tell you, that's a tough conundrum. I'm not sure where to go with that. You know, you don't upset the world over one guy's death, and yet you got to punish them for assassinating the guy. So I don't know what the right answer is, but the problem is we can't solve the world's problems in an 8-minute segment with music on. So we got to run because we got to pay for it with our sponsors. But we wanted to hear some thoughts from a White House correspondent who is a Christian and is a good man, Dr. Anthony Harper. Anthony, thank you for coming on the show. Wayne Allen Root, more now, RootForAmerica.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now.
bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Rex Pistols is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm the man who loves the Second Amendment. I'm also the man who loves Christmas. How about I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. I've owned many guns in my life. However, my new Rex Pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, which is me, you deserve a Rex Pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would function every time and in every situation. Rex was remarkable in the famous torture test done by the Military Arms Channel, where it beat a leading gun used by military, law enforcement, even Navy SEALs. But it's only a fraction of the cost of that gun. It beat the gun badly. It embarrassed that gun, but it's only a fraction of the cost. I love that. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's the Wayne Root gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including KVAR.com. And the way you spell that is the letter K, and then you put a dash, and then you put VAR, V-A-R, K, and then a dash, and then VAR.com. Use the promo code ROOT when you get there to get your free holster shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com or head now to your local gun store. Rex Pistols. I love my Rex Pistol. I'm going to have a great commentary for you at the top of the next hour, because we will be on Newsmax TV for 2 hours today, as we were yesterday. I'm filling in for Joe Pags on his national show, and it's called Give Thanks for a Trump Thanksgiving. A Trump Thanksgiving. Wait till you hear my commentary. And by the way, it's not vicious, it's nice, because I always write nice commentaries for Thanksgiving and Christmas and big holidays like that. You know, it's not a place to attack people. It's not a place to denigrate people. It's a place to really give thanks. And so I'm giving thanks for a Trump Thanksgiving, even though we just lost the House, even though the average American must not understand what Trump has done for the United States of America and the U.S. economy and the middle class and jobs. That's okay. I'm going to give thanks for Trump, and I'm going to remind them of what he's done. So that's my commentary coming out, my nationally syndicated newspaper commentary. It'll be coming out Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, 16th biggest newspaper in the country, and a newspaper near you. And I give you a sneak preview today. I will not be here for all of you listening on USA Radio tomorrow. Lee Elsie will be in for me. Lee's my guest host. I love Lee. And Lee is at WJJF in New London, Connecticut, one of the stations that takes us all around the United States. I'm on every day, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time in New London, Connecticut, and throughout up and down the 95 freeway in Connecticut, and throughout most of Eastern Long Island, like Suffolk County. You can hear me on WJJF, and Lee is the morning host on that station, WJJF-FM. Great people. I met the owner at the last WJJF event. What a great guy. He actually took me to dinner with him and Lee, and we just had a great time. So Lee is in for me tomorrow. Lee, I'll see you all. Keep telling me how much you enjoy Lee. So he'll be my guest host tomorrow, and then Thursday and Friday we'll have Best of Wayne for Thanksgiving, and the day after Thanksgiving I'll be back on Monday, my usual perch. So just letting you all know, but today 2 hours on Newsmax TV, and continuing, of course, here on USA Radio as well, and I'll be reading, leading off thanks for a Trump Thanksgiving. Some things I'll talk about during the show, and again, it's not because I know them to be facts, it's just because they're worth examining. I told you about that polio-like illness that is spreading across the U.S. that is paralyzing children from the arms and legs, sometimes from the neck down to chest down, and sometimes it kills them. And it's like the new polio. Thank God it's not that common like polio was. It's not affecting, you know, thousands and thousands or hundreds of thousands of kids. It's affecting a few. But it's scary nonetheless. Can you imagine if your child goes to bed with a sore throat and a fever and wakes up unable to move, paralyzed? And if that lasts for the rest of their lives like polio? And the question is, what's causing it? And I can't be the only one who's thinking that what might be causing it is all the illegal immigrants running around our country, coming to America with diseases that were eradicated decades ago or a century ago, but they're still found in third world crap holes, and they're bringing them to our country, and their children are being smashed into your children's classrooms. It's an absolute embarrassing. It's an absolute absurdity that they would take kids who don't speak English and who could come with diseases, and they just stick them in your kids' classrooms, and your kid, the kid doesn't speak a word of English. What's he doing in your kid's classroom? How would your... So those are the kind of things that I ask questions about that liberals go, oh, conspiracy theorists, like they're not conspiracy theorists, right? I could name you 100 things that make Rachel Maddow and John Ralston and all the other liberals that love to say we're conspiracy theorists. I could give you 1,000 examples of how they're conspiracy theorists. As a matter of fact, they accused me of being a conspiracy theorist about illegal aliens voting in Nevada. They actually had the nerve to say that you shouldn't ask that question because what were the words they used? Something about it upsets the our democracy to cast shadows upon the election system. Really, I wonder what you think of a black woman who's a socialist who casts shadows upon the system named Stacey Abrams in Georgia. Without a shred of evidence, she's saying the election was stolen from her in Georgia. If anything, she was the one stealing it with last-second ballots appearing. But she had the nerve to claim, and still did as of this morning, that all kinds of terrible things were done to her without a shred of evidence. I wonder if, God forbid, Rachel Maddow's upset about that. I wonder if any liberal's upset about that. I wonder if John Ralston's upset about casting shadows on the election integrity without a shred of evidence. Democrats do it every single day. Everything they do is a fair question, and every question we ask is a conspiracy theory. Unbelievable. When I get back, it's time for Newsmax TV. 2 hours today of Newsmax TV. Wayne Allyn Root, number one on Newsmax TV for a reason. War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.